There's a famous phrase you may have heard from a boss, coach, or parent. The biggest part of success is showing up. A lot of things can get in the way: traffic, slow lines, feeling lousy. But for school-age kids, the consequences of not showing up for class time can be far-reaching. This week, WUWM will explore the issue of school attendance around Milwaukee. Efforts have been underway since fall to improve the numbers. In this first installment of Getting There, education reporter Rachel Morello explains what might keep kids out of school.
The word truancy has one clear definition.
Truancy, noun, the act or condition of being absent without permission.
Some refer to it as playing hooky. It's also called absenteeism. Whichever way you spin it, it means you're not showing up for classes. When Dexter Weaver was a kid, as far as school was concerned, truancy was a four-letter word.
I had to go to school unless I was bleeding or vomiting a lot. Other than that, I went to school.
Weaver now lives in St. Louis, but he grew up in Milwaukee Public Schools. He graduated from Riverside High and then UWM. When he finished his degree, he went right back into the MPS system, his first job as a guidance counselor. One thing he noticed, not every kid was as vigilant as he had been.
Yes, attendance was an issue, and so do the best you can to get the kids come to school. The administration might ask you to call home. You might have to assist a social worker home visit.
During the 2014-15 school year, schools across Wisconsin averaged about 95% attendance. MPS set 95% as its goal at the start of this school year. Last year, the district finished at 89%. So if districts got attendance grades, MPS would be looking at a solid B. Yet school officials tell me anything less than an A is not acceptable. Low attendance means the student can fall behind, sometimes irreparably. So where are the kids who don't show up to school?
Often a child at that age is missing because of challenges that his or her family is facing.
That's Cecilia Leong, Associate Director for the national group Attendance Works. She says there are cases where students are just plain no-shows. Usually those are older kids in middle or high school. But so many other things can play a role.
They may be homeless. They may have asthma. They may be facing transportation problems. None of these are willful negative acts by a young child, but they are significant barriers to getting to school every day.
Kids whose families are struggling economically can be particularly at risk, according to author Matthew Desmond. He wrote the book Evicted: Poverty and Profit in the American City. It focuses on families in Milwaukee. In an interview with Wisconsin Public Television, Desmond said if a kid's family gets kicked out, school can fall to the wayside.
We know that families relocate to worse neighborhoods and to worse housing after their eviction, and that's leaving a really deep and jagged scar on the next generation.
Dexter Weaver can attest to those problems. He remembers cases during his time in MPS when he simply couldn't get a hold of parents to figure out why their kids weren't in school.
The first barrier would be incorrect address or phone numbers.
Do you mean, like, would you call a house and the phone would be disconnected?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Did that happen a lot?
Yes. Some people are doing things, trying their best to survive, and things happen. That's just life. I think the general thought most educators is we just feel bad because we know it's better for a kid to be stable.
So what can schools do to provide some stability or support to improve the chances that kids attend classes regularly? Tomorrow, we'll explore some successful attempts in other cities and states. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.